Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
God says he's going to pay you back double for all the unfair situations in your life. Welcome to today's Every Day is Saturday spiritual podcast. My name's Sam Crowley, founder of EveryDayIsSaturday.com. You can hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Would love your feedback, love your ideas for the show. Just love that you're listening. Just hit me up, hashtag EveryDayIsSaturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Today we're recording Sunday, February 23rd, 2013. As I mentioned, once a week, we do a spiritual podcast, not to try to convert anybody over to Christianity, but it's my way of letting you know that by having faith, and it's been the journey that I've taken through this really crazy entrepreneurial journey, my faith in God and a higher power has always helped me get through some very difficult times. Because let me tell you right now, I know all the internet marketers and all the people trying to sell you on a business and a better life out there want you to believe that it's so easy. It's just so simple. You push this button and boom, out comes a lot of money and out comes so much joy and happiness that your cup runneth over. Well, not really. The truth of the matter is there's illness, there's sickness, there's death, there's challenges, there's adversity. There's bankruptcies, some of which I know my listeners are going through because you tell me so in your emails and in your tweets and on social media. So to say that none of that exists is just ignoring the fact that it's not going to happen. It's going to happen. For example, death, everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die, right, to get there. It's the ultimate equalizer. I can't even explain to you how death shocks, literally rattles people to their core. Literally just thinking about it. What happens? What happens after we die? Do you go to heaven? Do you go to hell? Do you even believe there is a heaven or a hell? Do you believe we come back as something or somebody else? And I'm not here to judge your beliefs. Let me tell you something. I'm not one to judge. I know I've got some very strong opinions, but I respect people who play full out. I respect people who give everything they've got to the mission that you're on. Look, if we completely disagree, Republican, Democrat. You know, I have some of this. That's so awesome. Politics. they divide. Religion divides. Politics divides. But you can have great conversations. I love going to lunch with my liberal friends because I'm a conservative. But I have shifted a lot, though. I've shifted a lot in my views on politics. I used to be this staunch conservative, strong defense, pro-life, and all of these things. And, you know, I still do have those views. But boy, I go to lunch and I'll have a beer with some of my liberal friends, and I really do understand where they're coming from. And I don't come after, you know, we shake hands, give each other a little bromance, a big hug, and say, hey, man, great seeing you again. Great seeing you again, too. And it's not just guys, it's girls, too, that I love hearing. I love hearing diverse opinions now more than I ever have. And I think that's probably been my biggest downfall was always I was just so hard-headed, stubborn. Always pigeonholed people and, oh, you don't believe, you're a liberal, you believe in this, I believe, we can't be friends, or, you know, you're not a Catholic, you're a Jew, we can't be friends. It's so stupid, isn't it? Like, I love hearing diverse opinions because, let's face it, the world is a huge melting pot. If you want to be a successful entrepreneur, you better get really good at accepting a huge amount of individuals and their different beliefs and where they're coming from in your life, or you're never going to be successful. What do you think? You're just going to cater to 35-year-old white male conservatives, and that's going to be your market? Now, can you make a market like that? Well, sure you can. But in my business, where you want to reach the masses, you don't have to agree with everybody's point of view, but you certainly better become a good listener. And today's show, I want to talk to you about how God will pay us back for all of the unfair situations, because as I said, life isn't fair. You're going to lose a parent. You're going to lose a child. You're going to lose a friend to cancer, to death. Or what if they don't die? What if they just go away? What if they stop talking to you? You ever have a friend or a close acquaintance just stop talking to you, cut you right out of their life? I have. It's happened to me a lot since I've become an entrepreneur. I've had literally people cut me right out of their life because now what? I don't think like them anymore. I don't act like them. I don't accept that you should just be able to work 5 days a week to get 2 days off. I think that's the most asinine thing that was ever created. And I knew it was asinine when I was in a job, but I just didn't have the courage to do anything about it. I didn't know that if I placed my faith in God, that He would open up doors for me that I could not open on my own. But having faith is very difficult because the opposite of faith is having fear. And you're afraid of things like we talked about yesterday. You can be your very own Rocky. Talked about on yesterday's podcast. If you haven't listened to it, go to everydaysaturday.com. Click on the podcast tab. You can listen to all our shows. I do a show every single day. And yesterday's show, I talked about you can be your very own Rocky. It was February 22nd, 2014 when I recorded the show and put it on the website. And I meant that in the sense, not Rocky the movie. Everybody thinks Rocky was this, you know, this sports movie. Rocky's a love story between Rocky Balboa and Adrian. And it turned out to be such a great lesson. But the actual movie itself, how he, you know, Sylvester Stallone would not sell the rights to the movie for a couple $100,000 in 1975. How he was homeless and just the whole thing and how Rocky became one of the greatest movies of the 20th century. All of that, that's faith. And my faith in God has opened doors for me, and I know it's going to open doors for you, but you got to stand strong in that faith. Faith is being able to see the unseen. It's being able to understand that if you continue to take a step forward, God's going to meet you. Is it going to be today? No. Tomorrow? I don't know. Next week? Who knows? I know it's going to happen for you, but I can also tell you this. It's not going to happen if you don't continue to walk in faith. I know people have done you wrong. Speaking of people cutting you out of your life, when did it happen last to you? How did you react? Did you react like a victim? Did you get all pissed off and say, oh, I'm never talking, they suck. I have. I've done that. Still do it sometimes. I don't understand why my message and my personality tends to rub people the wrong way when all I want for individuals is for them to live their best life starting right now. But I get it. I get why the Every Day is Saturday message can be a threat to people. And that's why I do what I do. That's why I do a podcast every day to let you know this is going to happen to you. You're going to lose friendships. You're going to lose marriages. You're going to lose things in your life that you thought could never possibly be sacrificed in the name of your mission. Now, if you're doing it legally and you're doing it ethically and you're doing it for all the right reasons, you may think to yourself, this just is unfair. You know, how could this money be taken from me in a bad business deal? How could my partner walk away with hundreds of thousands of dollars of my money? Let me ask you another question. Have you ever tried to do something? Have you ever tried to do a business and you prayed to God? And you said, God, you're going to be all over this business. I know you are. I know you're going to bless this business because I'm a good person. And I give my 10% tithing every week to the church. And I don't curse. And I go every Sunday and all this stuff, right? And then you fail. Like, God, he wasn't there. He doesn't care about me. There isn't any God. And I'm here to tell you only my own experience. And I laugh because, again, I've done it. That's why I created the I look at Every Day as Saturday. I used last week's message about Wanda and Carrie Langdon. They use their real estate business as a ministry. As a ministry to help other people, they wouldn't normally be able to come in contact had they not started their real estate business 8 or 9 years ago. And they do very well. I've used them here to sell houses that I own in Cincinnati. And the reason I use them is because I can see that they are using their business as a ministry, not to recruit people into their religion or any type of cult or anything like that. You know, if you're not a Christian, you can still do business with Wanda and Carrie. But they use it as a ministry to be able to help people. As I talked about on last week's show, the lady who was a victim of spousal abuse with 9 children, they helped her find a home, and she would never have been able to afford a home. Think about it. Where do you put 9 kids? Seriously, I can't put 9 kids in my house. I'm sure I could if I tried. But they lined her up with a number of cleaning jobs now, gave her an opportunity, just gave her the opportunity, just gave the window to be open for her. They didn't give her money. They gave her opportunities. And sometimes opportunities come as a disguise, you know, they're disguised as work. They're disguised as challenges. You know, have you been mocked? Have you been ridiculed? Have you? Look, that's toughening you up. That's building up the rhino skin. Because I promise you, man, listen to me, seriously. Just listen to me. I promise you that that ship that you want to come in is going to come in. I promise you it's going to happen. But I also will promise you this much. If you stay negative, if you remember, we talked about 2 weeks ago, resentment is the equivalent of drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. If you continue to feed your body that toxic, that poison, I know people steal from you. I know people talk about you. I know people judge you. I know life is not fair. I know you've lost a loved one to cancer. I know you've lost a parent. Unfairly, they never stick around long enough. My mom died in 1997 at the age of 69 years old. She had me when she was 40, so I only had an opportunity to enjoy my mother for 29 years. And the truth be told, you know, God rest her soul, my mother was an alcoholic, but she did the best she could. I don't believe I got the chance to enjoy the best years of my mother's life, but I got what I got. You don't pick your parents and you don't pick your boss. You know, those are two things in life you're never going to pick. Now, you can fire your boss and go be your own. But that's another choice in a whole different podcast. But you got to enjoy the people in your lives for how long they're in your life. And you got to stop judging people. And look, let me tell you, I got both hands in the air. Whenever I do a podcast, it's cathartic for me. You know, this, if you haven't noticed, I use the words I and I use the words me a lot in my show. And it's not because I'm on an ego trip. It's because I'm the most flawed human being you are ever going to meet. If I could share the thoughts that go through my mind on a daily basis with you, you would think, holy cow, this guy's a train wreck. But with God in my life, I do the best I can. Not perfect. Not perfect at all. My mom wasn't perfect. You know, my dad left when I was 3 months old. I met him for the first time 2 years ago in Annapolis, Maryland, found him online and reunited with him and forgave him for leaving. And I videotaped that. If you want to check out my YouTube channel, see the interview with my dad. Just go to youtube.com/everydayisSaturday. But I do this podcast every day so you can see life through my eyes. And hopefully the only reason I do it, the only reason I do this show is to help you. We all have challenges. I'm doing a spiritual podcast for crying out loud. I swear like a sailor sometimes. I enjoy an alcoholic beverage every now and again, you know, and I'm not perfect, okay? But I do this show because I think so many people are out there posing to be perfect, to try to make you believe that if you're perfect, who the hell could be perfect? Nobody can be perfect. There's only one individual who's perfect, and that's Jesus Christ himself. And the good news is he died on the cross to save you so you don't have to be perfect. Because if that was the case and that was the measuring stick that we all had to hit, let me tell you, we'd be going to hell faster than you can say Monday. Here's the good news. You don't got to be perfect. You just got to have faith. God says he will pay us double for unfair situations. He never brings us out the same. He always brings us out better. Are you going through difficult times right now? Just accept it. Yes, I am, Sam. I'm going through very difficult times. Do you feel like it's so damn big that you can't even see the light? You're buried underneath an avalanche of debt. You're buried underneath an avalanche of a bad job, bad relationships, crappy friendships, people that are judging you, making fun of you. Do you feel sometimes you just don't even want to get out of bed? God says he will pay you double. Double for those unfair situations because life isn't fair. But here's the thing. You only get this one life. So what are you going to do? You got to get up. You got to get up and fight today. You got to fight your way out. Like we used the Rocky analogy yesterday, you got to come out in the first round swinging. I know you took the uppercut of the bankruptcy. I know you took the gut punch of cancer and you survived. I know a family member took a right cross to the chin and left this earth way too early. Or that friendship. I know that business partner gave you that technical knockout when they walked away from the business and stole everything from you. But that doesn't give you the right to not come out for the bell tomorrow. You got to wake up and you got to come out for that bell because let me tell you, your ship, it's coming in. It's coming in. I promise you it's coming in. Just please have faith and understand that for every unfair advantage, God himself is going to pay you back double and he will bring you out. Not the same. Here's the good news. Here's the good news for today's podcast. He's going to bring you out. because there was a sorry sap son of a gun who was knee-deep in mounds and mounds of debt and bankruptcy, three kids under the age of five, quit a job that everybody wanted, tried to start something, failed miserably, got, oh, Crowley, man. I'm talking about myself. Because, again, this is cathartic for me. The fact that you would allow me to talk about myself every day is great because it helps me, but I want it to help you. Because I don't want to be a poser. I don't want to be this dumbass that just talks into a microphone and tries to pretend that everything's perfect. But you know what? Every day I woke up for the bell. Sometimes I felt like saying, cut me, Mick. Sometimes I felt like I had two black and blue eyes and a bloody lip and cracked ribs and even a broken heart. Sometimes I felt, hey, why me? Yeah, I did ask that question. Why me? Like, I'm such a good person. Does that resonate with you? Do you ever find yourself asking, why me? I know some of the gurus out there in the personal development space say, never ask why me. Don't be a victim. Hey, I'm telling you, you don't need to be a victim forever. It's okay to go into a dark place for an hour and just cry it out, man. I did, but I didn't stay there. I didn't stay there because I understood that God was going to pay me back double. And if I could just get up out of bed, crack a smile as hard as it felt like, it feels like you're in a wind tunnel. Try to smile when the winds are blowing 100 miles an hour right in your face, the winds of adversity, the debt, the illness, the sickness, the relationships, all of that. Try to smile. It's difficult. But if you can, the winds die down. And then they start to go at your back. And then you gain momentum because you build new relationships when you understand you are not the problem. If you've got a great attitude and you walk in faith, you are not the problem. You are now providing the solution. God will put people in your path that will allow you to prosper. I'm telling you, you've got to walk in faith. Do something today, as hard as it may seem. As hard as it may seem. If you're in a tremendous amount of pain, go help somebody who's in pain. You're going to feel, that's what I did. I started helping other people, serving other people, because I didn't know what else to do. I couldn't provide any money to anybody. I wasn't a speaker at the time. There wasn't anything I could do but just go serve. You know what I started doing? Singing in the church choir. I suck when it comes to singing. My kids, my wife leave the room when I start singing. That's how bad I am. I sang in the church choir just because, just to serve. I started serving in church. I would park cars and I would go and collect the tithes and walk around. There was one day, there was a snow day where nobody showed up to help at church because of the weather. It was so bad. I happened to get there. It took me about three times the time it normally takes to get there. I wore the orange penny in the parking lot, parking cars, which was crazy because it was so icy outside. Then I sang. I went in to sing, and then I collected money. And the worship pastor at the time, Shane Hart, is like, what are you doing? You're everywhere. Like, everywhere you look, you're wearing an orange penny. You're Hey, I just want to serve, man. And it made me feel so good. It made me feel so good because I saw cancer victims with no hair. I saw children who were 5 and 6 years old in wheelchairs sitting in the aisle at church because they haven't been able to walk. Who the hell am I to complain that all I did was lose a few hundred thousand dollars in a bankruptcy? I still had my health. And the beauty of it is God was allowing me to go serve and figure this out. Not just with him. He didn't put a lotto ticket in my hand, but he gave me the ability. Just gave me, all I want is a chance, man. That's all you want. You just want a chance. Just give yourself that chance, though. Don't look for the handout. Look for the hand up. Meaning you give somebody the hand up. And at some point in time, you are going to be paid back double. And you're not coming out of it the same. No. You're about to come out of this thing better than ever. Better than before. And that's my prayer for you today. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you received this message. Give me an amen, and I'll give you a shout back. Because all of us together are going to make every day Saturday. I believe that. I believe it's true. God believes it's true. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EverydayIsSaturday.